this is weather operations, attention all spotters in the field. All spotters, be advised that we are waiting for this rain to end, which should occur within the next 30 to 45 minutes. This is then expected to be followed by a clearing line that will produce sunshine and intensify storms that are now starting to form back in southeastern Missouri. ETA into here from that line would be somewhere around noon to 1 o'clock. Attention all spotters, all listening stations. For those of you who don't know already, we have gone under a tornado watch until 7 p.m. this evening. Tornado watch issued until 7 p.m. this evening. All spotters now elevated to alert level orange. All spotters, alert level orange at 11:10 a.m.
10-4-18, this is weather ops, 11-19.
Hey Tim, it's going to be about 2 to 3 hours for those supercells getting there to us. That's that line back here in Missouri that's all those storms are rotating, so some of them have become tornadic. That's what's coming our way now.
This is weather operation, attention all spotters, all listening agencies. Be advised, we are continuing to monitor discrete supercell storms in southeastern Missouri moving eastward at about 60 to 65. These storms are pretty much all tornadic and are in rotation. Time to impact, approximately 2 hours. Tim, they're getting ready to reissue another watch that will include your county, Christian and Todd County. It's going to extend on down later. I'll just say I'll give you the details. They haven't given the time on it, but they say there's about a 90% chance they're going to be issuing the watch here in the next hour or so. Weather operations, all units, all spotters, all listening agencies, be advised we are continuing to track a tornadic storm in the vicinity of Paducah. Movement is east at 65 miles an hour. This will place the storm in the vicinity of Hopkins County and northern, far northern Christian in about an hour and a half. That's about an hour and a half, Hopkins and far northern Christian County. This is weather operations, all units, all listening stations. Be advised, we are still monitoring the tornadic storm in Paducah. Tornado reported on the ground in the Brookport area. Damage is being reported in Paducah. Storm is moving east at 60 to 65 miles an hour. ETA into Caldwell and Hopkins County will now be about 45 minutes. 45 minutes to point of hitting Caldwell and Hopkins County. This is weather operations at 14:28 hours. All units be advised, also Dawson Springs appears to be in the danger zone on this particular storm. We're going to have to watch it closely for North Christian. Weather operations to radar. This is weather operations, attention all units, all listening stations, all units, all listening stations. Be advised, we are still tracking a tornadic storm with a tornado on the ground, confirmed on the ground. At the present time, it's going between looks like Eddyville and Fredonia. The overall storm is moving southeasterly. We now believe Crofton has a target on it. We believe this storm will affect Crofton. All units, high alert. Be advised that we expect activation soon. Go ahead, 22. Are you on your portable, 22? Okay, don't go any further because I couldn't barely copy. Are you sure you're on the repeater, not the talk lamp? Okay, 10-4. 14-58, 68A in the bypass. Go ahead, 62. 10-4, that's not good. 10-4, and it's 14-59. All units, be sure and check in as soon as you reach your locations. Units are now deploying. All units, full activation. Tornado warning, Northern Christian, Southern Caldwell, Southern Hopkins, including Dawson Springs. All units full activation at 1503 hours.
Yes, be advised, go ahead and get to your points. All other personnel report to your post.
What up?
This is off, go ahead.
Sorry, Ops. 53, team 18 are going to be leaving Weather Ops, headed to the bypass.
Okay, what location on the bypass?
Probably going to head west. We'll give you a location here in a minute when we get there.
Roger that. All units be advised, Rush to Weather Service says tornado on the ground. Tornado confirmed on the ground of the warned area. Weather operations. Christian County to Todd County 300.
300, go ahead.
You're aware of the tornado warning for North Christian. It looks like at some point it'll be moving your way.
Notified fire department up north. I'm working on that now.
Roger that. It is a confirmed tornado on the ground according to National Weather Service. Go ahead.
So it's tobacco and 68.
10447 and met 67 at Tobacco Road and
68
8. 68 in the bypass. 68 8 in the bypass, east to west. Roger that. At 1509. Yeah, 10-4. Make it snappy and also be prepared to bug out if you have to. That's going to be a little closer to the path of this storm. We'll keep you posted on the progress of it. The tornado is still on the ground. Advise me the second you get up there so that we can get established on your position. Everybody turn your GPS markers on. We need your GPS markers on if you have your mobile radar.
Office 62.
West 62.
Northwest of 91.
West 62.
Northwest of 91. This is a horrible place to come.
Okay, go ahead and move forward. Just keep me posted. Do not go past McCarroll Hill or I'll lose contact with you.
Roger that.
All units be advised, we're getting reports of diamond-sized hail in Dawson Springs this time. The storm is now starting to impact them. All units be advised, a new warning just been issued. Second storm is formed behind the first one. They're all moving east at about 55 miles an hour. They advise that hail up to half dollar size will be possible. This is also going to affect Crofton and Nortonville, White Plains. Everyone be advised, that area is now under a tornado warning.
Weather Ops, 5318, we're going to move our position up to the bypass in US 41 and be in a stationary in that area to go north.
Roger that. We've got you copied. We're marking you on the map. All units be advised, sirens are sounded in North Christian now. All sirens are going off and activated in North Christian.
Weather Ops, 53 and 18.
Go ahead, 53 and 18.
At the bypass at 41 North State.
Roger that. At 1525.
Unit, stand by. We have a new warning coming in. Stand by for more details. New warning coming in. This is Weather Ops 61. Was that you? Roger that. All units be advised, new tornado warning out. Includes all of North Christian and to Southern Muhlenberg, Southern Hopkins, and Southeastern Caldwell. A secondary storm has formed behind it. Both storms moving east at 45, expected to cross the Pennoraw Parkway in the next 15 minutes. Be advised, Western Kentucky Parkway has been closed due to damage in that area in the vicinity of Princeton. Western Kentucky Parkway closed the vicinity of Princeton due to damage. All units be advised, if you're in the Crawford area, you should be able to see that storm from there. Roger that. What kind of emergency?
A vehicle accident.
Roger that. We have no one in Lacey. That shouldn't affect us. Weather operations 47, Met 67. Are you in the Crawford area yet?
Redwood.
10-4, 47, continue your traffic, you recover just a little.
Affirmative, we are in Crawford.
Okay, can you see the storm there to the north of you?
There's a got some TV going on with it right now as well.
Okay, we have a TVS just west of Mannington, looks like it's a pretty good rotation. Would not be surprised if that doesn't drop one. In fact, if you're looking due north, you should be looking right into it and at the location of that tornado vortex center we're seeing.
I'm 53 and 18.
53 and 18, go.
Head north on 41 north.
Roger that. We are now picking up a debris ball on our dual pole radar. It's just north of Mankin. That tornado we believe is now on the ground. Be just north of Mannington.
Keep us informed of when we mosey up here.
Roger that. The debris ball we're seeing just north of the county line. 10-4, 800 in the parkway, 47 and 67. Stand by just 112, we got another warning. All units be advised, a third storm has now gone tornadic. Third storm now, tornadic just northwest of the lake. Movement is east at 60 miles an hour. It does advise it has a tornado, radar indicated tornado with it as well. Moving this way, this would impact more of Christian County than the last one, than the one up north.
David, notify them. Yes,
they want to stop them. 10-4, ECC, you're monitoring, correct? Roger that. Weather ops, unit calling.
41.
10-4, give me a call, 53.
47, this is 18-10, get a kill countdown.
Been here watching the crowds roll by,
Stand by, taking in tornado report. Stand by, let's rush. All units be advised, weather 8 has observed a large tornado crossing Clear Isle Parkway at the 31 mile marker. Large tornado crossing Clear Isle Parkway, 31 mile marker, moving east. We are getting information to the National Weather Service. All units stand by just a little longer. Do not proceed any further. Do not lose radio contact. All units be advised, we have warnings coming in right and left. Multiple tornadoes being reported across the area. We are attempting to separate which ones are going to affect us and which ones are not. So everyone be patient for just a moment. If you have an emergency, let us know. Crofton, 67 and 47, be advised, we have a tornado vortex entering near Crofton with units near Crofton, 67 and 47, be advised, we have a tornado vortex entering near Crofton with rotation indicated. Tornado vortex center near Crofton. Now hold up just a second, stand by. West of Crofton, movement is east, the TVS is actually a little further up, so ignore the TVS part of it. All units, we are monitoring three separate tornadic signatures on radar. Three separate ones across much of our northern border and just to our west. We have three separate tornadoes, believe them, on the ground. Weather operations, ETC.
Can I get a Christian County weather spotter to advise us in reference to the vortex that was spotted near the 31 mile marker of the parkway? Did that touch down, or was it just a vortex?
If it is a touchdown, we are getting reports of trees now blocking Clear Isle Parkway at the 30 mile marker. Trees are blocking Parkway at 30 mile marker, according to the report we got in just a moment ago.
That's important.
Spotter 34 to weather off.
34, go ahead.
And spotter 35 at our location on Bardwell Lane is our area road, please.
Roger that at 1549. All units, anyone monitoring Muhlenberg, be advised, tornado reported in that vicinity on the ground. Vicinity of Graham, tornado on the ground.
Three.
Red 7.
Be a wall cloud to our...
Roger that, we were just advised you, so keep an eye on it. It is showing rotation. Be advised, do not get under that. It's just barely going to go by you, so be sure you're safe from it. Do not get near it. That could drop it at any time.
Here.
10-4. You got your map anyway, right? 10-4. All units be advised, they are about to issue a tornado warning for Muhlenberg County. Tornado warning about to be issued for Muhlenberg County. Vicinity of Crofton, ECC, please sound sirens. ECC, sound sirens.
Stand
forward. All units, vicinity of Crofton, extreme caution. Tornado on the ground, just northwest of Crofton. We have two different confirmations on it. Put it off, CCC, did you copy that?
Can you get us the location of that, please?
Yeah, just a second. It should be crossing North Madisonville Street right now. North Madisonville Street, just north of Crofton. It's in the vicinity of McBride Lane. We have two different reports of tornado on the ground there. Rain wrapped tornado. We do confirm radar indicated also. Weather ops radar. Weather ops radar, you 10-4. North Christian, pull back a little, tornado on the ground up there. Radar, I'm not able to copy all your transmission. I heard you say something about cars whipped in the vicinity of Mannequin.
I was trying to comply with them. I was letting something on the ground.
Okay, do not get too close. Exercise extreme caution.
ECC to weather spotters. Someone had advised something about a vehicle possibly flipped in Mannington. Do you have a location on that?
That's negative. ECC is too dangerous for anyone to get in there right at the moment. Tornado is on the ground in that vicinity. We're trying to ascertain, but I have a unit very close to that. Advise them to be safe on approaching. Be advised, the rotation is now crossing the parkway. Looks like it's going to be south of Mannington, crossing the parkway right now, moving east.
7 ops, we're standing across the parkway right now. It looks like we have a rear flank on the back side.
Okay, 10-4, rear flank down draft. What kind of damage are you getting?
The clouds on.
Okay, keep an eye on as far as you can without getting in the danger of it.
Radar base to weather
ops. Go ahead, radar.
Contact with Mannington and one of the firefighters off. He's advising they got serious situations, but he's...
Okay, we don't know what the nature of the emergency is up there.
And a
Roger that. ECC, did you copy?
That's 10-4.
All units be advised, we are getting damage reports now out of White Plains. A lot of damage reports out of White Plains.
Radar base, weather out.
Radar base, go ahead. Okay, for ECC, just be advised if you copy that traffic, we're not sure exactly where it is. It's vicinity of Mannington, but we don't know if it's in our county or up in Hopkins.
I apologize, sir. We have a lot of radio traffic. Could you please repeat the last?
That's 10-4. We have made some contact with firemen in Mannington. They advise they've got trees down and car and ditch and roof off a house, but we're not sure the exact location. We weren't able to get that information from him before we lost contact. We're unsure if it's in Mannington or just across the county line there near White Plains.
That's fine. Thank you for that.
19.
There's a tornado warning here for Christian County Council.
It has expired for the time being, 10-4. Be advised, units, we are not in the clear. Repeat, not in the clear yet. We still have more storms just to our west and northwest moving this general direction. Linda, you are
17.
1606. ECC, yes. Weather Park. This is weather operation. Go ahead, ECC.
Just so you're aware, sir, you have meetings that en route to contact. Hotback Road, we're heading to the house and the barn.
Okay, Hotback Road.
10-4, I believe that's going to be a hot plane.
No problem. All units, be advised, severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for Central Trigg. Central Trigg, this is going to be moving our way. Storms to the west are now becoming severe, moving eastward at about 45 miles an hour. Wind speeds in these storms around 55 miles per hour. Now they're saying 60 mile gust in this storm moving our direction. Units in the west, Long Creek County line, be advised, this is going to be affecting you shortly. I think you're good to change. Stand by one. Okay, you're going to need to definitely move back towards Hopkinsville. You're going to be on the wrong side if you don't. There's another one pretty strong one coming that way. It's not tornadic, and that one isn't severe yet, but it's right on the borderline. We are showing radar indicated speeds at 72 miles an hour on that storm, so we gotta get on back this way now. Now roger that, be advised the storm is moving directly towards the county line, straight at you, so be advised of that.
10-4.
Roger that, just west of Lakes, there's a severe storm there with winds in excess of 70 according to radar.
62 go off, 62 out.
We are on the bypass. We have time to make it to Julian or do the storm center.
That's a negative. We got a severe thunderstorm warning coming in right now. Everybody stand by. Units, be advised that the area of threat is the Crofton area. It does have the 70 mile an hour wind radar indicated, nickel size hail. So all units that are in the Crofton area, please be on the cautious lookout. The storm is moving to the southeast. Indicated, nickel size hail. So all units that are in the Crofton area, please be on the cautious lookout. The storm is moving to the southeast. Units, all please be advised that there's a tornado warning coming in. Radar indicated tornado with 3/4 inch hail for Callaway, Marshall, and Trigg counties. So everybody please stand by. We're not out of the woods yet. Attention all fighters and listing agencies. If that storm stays in its current track, it will come into the Julian Newstead area of Christian County. Around 30 minutes or less at the speed it's moving. 10-4.
Well, you have 176.
10-4, 62, we've got you ahead to Julian Newstead area via 117, 1620.
Let's get some units just south of Julian Newstead. Let's get somebody down around Country Boy Store so we can catch that if it comes in that vicinity. We may need to move you a little further south than that at 10.
53, you want to go there?
Okay, we're thinking all actions 6-10. Change to the south half of the county from Hopkinsville southward, so you're pretty familiar with that. Pick your spot and let us know where you are.
Roger
that. 22, I want you to go west on 68. Go approximately 2.5-3 miles and pull over there. Find a good spot where you can see. 19, when you make contact, advise and retreat, and then we can give 22 heads up on it.
19-10-4.
Be advised, the worst of this storm, the warned area of this storm is going to come in Julian Newstead area southward. Julian Newstead area southward. However, a leg of it's going to come across U-19, just so you'll know. Okay, unit, storm is crossing the lakes at this time. Crossing the lakes, continuing due east, headed straight for us, so be advised. It is still a tornadic storm, still tornadic.
Go ahead, 19.
Okay, do you feel the need to pull back, or are you going to let
ride it out. Be sure to do that so 22 can move as well.
Option 62.
62.
Mile west, the Country Boy store on East Bay Road.
10462 at 1633. Units, be advised, the tornadic storm is doing a right turn, which means it's strengthening. They've issued a tornado warning down just into the, down to the Tennessee border, just into the edge of Tennessee, just south of the lakes. It is crossing the lakes. It looks like now it may come in down in the vicinity of Lafayette. Bradshaw Road and Pruitt Lane at 1637. All units be advised, the Messinette in Caldwell County is reporting 62 mile an hour wind gusts. That's what is approaching northwest. That should be in here momentarily. Be prepared for extremely high severe wind gust. Maintain, update me on your conditions, sir. Okay, you have an idea about your wind speed? Okay, 22, pull back. Go ahead and pull back to your previous location. We'll feel more comfortable if you're back this way. Hang on just a moment. Step back. All units, be advised, new severe thunderstorm warning just issued for pretty much all of Christian County. Wind speeds in excess of 60 to 70 miles an hour. Expect to be impacted shortly with this line of storms coming in. They advise 60 mile an hour winds and nickel-sized hail to be expected on this storm.
22,
understand 22, you're going to have to pull over if you can't see the drive. Do not take chances. That way pretty much all over the city right now. We're going to have to bat down the hatches until it's through.
Weather ops, can we get an update on the storm in the south?
The storm is still headed to Lafayette. The ETA there is about 15 minutes tops. The rotation, however, appears to have dropped down in Tennessee, so they have issued tornado warnings down there. The north end of the storm, though, is going to come in at Lafayette. We'll have to watch that one for wind damage.
Okay, thank you.
Go ahead, 27.
Would like us to go to?
Okay, are you still in the Kelly area? Yeah, go ahead and pull back to the south, to the bypass for right now, and let's see what the rest of this is going to do. We didn't see anything on radar, so just go ahead and disregard. Return back to, return to weather ops.
And what, you want me to ride on 910?
Yeah, if it is safe, that'll be fine.
Brown Barton Road coming by Woodbine now.
At Temple at 1711. All units, be advised, severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for Southern Christian. Vicinity of Oak Grove, Pembroke, and Todd County are going to be affected by it. They just issued new severe thunderstorm warning.
19, Bob.
19, go ahead.
410,
I think you're going to be good. Report to ops. Right now, we think most of it is on its last hurrah. Be headed out of the county here shortly, next 15, 20 minutes. Go ahead, 62.
We're going to move from our current location. It looks like it's about done there. We're going to head south on 117 for a bit. That's your location. 10-4
at 17-16 hours. Go ahead.
5-5 down here in Oak Grove. We're going to east back towards town.
Yeah, it looks to us like it's on its last hurrah. We think we're getting close to being done. So yeah, that'd be 10-4 on that. Go ahead, 62.
There's still some CGs left to 117. It may have one last push before it quits. We're going to keep an eye on it for a minute.
Roger that. It does appear to be moving southeast. I think it's already, looks like the worst time is already through Lafayette. Southeastern Christian is about the only place left now that it's got to still go through, and a good part of Todd, but looks like this is now winding down.
Roger. 22, Rob.
22, go ahead.
The gospel team, no contact on any damage.
Roger that. Turn to post at 1719.
7 off.
47, go ahead.
Boy, I just got a phone call from my son. He's in the very southeast corner of the county, looking back towards Pembroke. So he saw a funnel cloud in the lightning. If you want to check that out on the radar.
Okay, we're checking out now. Hang on. Weather 2 says radar is not indicating anything of any rotation there. 47.
Check, repeat the traffic, please.
Weather 2 says the radar is not showing anything, any of the levels, no rotation in that vicinity at all.
Yes, one thing you said.
Roger that, 1724. This is Weather Operations. Attention all units, all spotters, all listening agencies. All spotters, you are now stood down. You may stand down, return to base. All warnings are now expired. Storms have weakened considerably and are soon moving out of the area. It is now 1733 hours.